I put it out to my listeners what else they wanted to hear on this week's show. And I actually had more than a few comments of people who said, you know what? Play some clips of the funniest moments of 2016. There was almost too much to pick from. I had to spend hours yesterday with Dijon, Dylan going through clips. So much we had forgotten about. We're going to start with Trump. And I mean, there's some real knee slappers here. Go ahead.
My mom is the strongest woman I know.
She should be running.
He was a failed candidate. He should have beaten President Obama very easy. He failed miserably, and it was an embarrassment to everybody, including the Republican Party.
That's a matter of principle, and I'll tell you.
You are the single biggest liar. You probably are worse than Jeb Bush. You are the single biggest liar.
All right.
This guy lied. Let me just tell you. This guy lied about Ben Carson when he took votes away from Ben Carson in Iowa. This guy will say anything. Nasty guy. Now I know why he doesn't have one endorsement from any of his colleagues.
All right, John, I
Senator
get
Cruz,
respond.
Pick from the buffet there.
He's a nasty guy.
Here's a guy that buys a house for $179,000. He sells it to a lobbyist who's probably here for $380,000, and then legislation is passed. You tell me about this guy. This is what we're going to have.
Here's the guy
president.
That is.
Fairness, Marco is not a negotiator. I watched him melt down, and I'll tell you, it was one of the saddest things I've ever seen. He's not going down. Nobody. You might say, you might talk, your politicians all talk, no action. I've been watching it all my life. There is, you are all talk and no action. What I've seen up here, I mean, first of all, this guy's a choke artist and this guy's a liar. You have a combination.
This guy always goes for,
you have a.
I think you're on the wrong side of this if you're still arguing for a single payer.
I don't think you heard me. You're having a hard time tonight.
All right,
I'll give you an example. Hillary Clinton is a liar. Hillary Clinton, I was just proven last week.
That's
Hillary
negative,
Clinton, you better believe it. Hillary Clinton is a crook.
That's negative.
I call her Crooked Hillary. She's Crooked Hillary.
I know Hillary met my campaign manager, and I got the chance to meet the people who are working so hard to get her elected. There they are, the heads of NBC, CNN, CBS, ABC. There's the New York Times right over there and the Washington Post. Here she is tonight in public pretending not to hate Catholics.
She lied. Now she's blaming the lie on the late, great Abraham Lincoln. That's one that I haven't. Okay, Honest Abe. Honest Abe never lied. That's the good thing. That's the big difference between Abraham Lincoln and you. That's a big, big difference. We're talking about some difference.
Little Marco, little Marco. Do you know that in Florida, they hate little Marco Rubio so much?
It's true. You know, he endorsed Lion Ted Cruz.
Lion Ted. Lion. He's a liar. Ooh. Bible high. Bible high. Puts it down and then he lies.
Mitt Romney. I backed him. You can see how loyal he is. He was begging for my endorsement. I could have said, Mitt, drop to your knees. He would have dropped to his knees. He was begging.
So Uma is getting classified secrets. She's married to Anthony Weiner, who's a perv. No, he is. He is.
And I'll tell you what. I didn't think I'd say this, but I'm going to say it. And I hate to say it. But if I win, I am going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation, because there has never been so many lies, so much deception.
Awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Yeah, because you'd be in jail.
And there you have it. The highlight reel of 2016 that won Donald J. Trump the presidency. In fact, I think it was actually the last clip that really put him over the edge. And that was in, I think it was actually the third and the final debate. I think that clinched him for him. But in the interest of equal time, we got to play a little high right reel from Miss Hillary.
You can put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. Right? The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it. I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far. from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. And the chair of all the mayors in the country, Mayor Palmer from Trenton, New Jersey.
Oh, that was an oldie but a goodie. That wasn't actually even from 2016. The I Don't Feel No Ways Tired.
That was from her Best Of collection.
Yeah, but it's a classic. You got to play it. And I know that there's some people feeling sorry for Hillary, actually, before the show. DJ Carrot Sticks, I'm starting to feel sorry for you. No, you cannot feel sorry for the most corrupt criminal to ever...
Crooked Hillary.
Crooked Hillary. She's Crooked Hillary. I know you were just teasing.
It's when I look at her face, though, now.
Yeah. Yes.
It's over. She lost. And we don't need to, like, push her face in the mud, do we?
Yeah, we do. I'm hoping we're going to have that special prosecutor.
Behind bars.
Can we just forget about her?
Lock her up. Everybody, lock her up.
Lock her up.
Well, that was the highlight reel of Trump, as I said, was what propelled him to victory. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's the final segment of the final Andrea Kaye Show of 2016 with my winners and losers. Although, didn't we just have a segment on winners and losers? But I've actually got some other winners and losers on the other side of the break. Thanks for being with me. But don't go anywhere.
Be sure to follow Andrea Kaye on Twitter at Andrea Kaye Show and follow her on Facebook and like her fan page at Andrea Kaye, spelled K-A-Y-E.